starting Gatha of Atonement in the morning is really extra in a way, because the best atonement is Zazeni. And yet, it's valuable and important to do it. Just as no need to talk about things like doubt, determination, faith, and yet it's important to pick up and look at those different facets. So, Gatha of Atonement is really no different than doubt, faith, determination. All three of those are wrapped up in Gatha of Atonement. All harmful actions ever committed by me since of old, on account of my beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance. We don't say my, but really need to say my, but no need to say it. But it has to be my beginningless greed, anger, and ignorance, born of my body, mouth, and thought. Because without that, without that doubt, interference. Sometimes our systems don't work. Sometimes our bodily systems don't work. Sometimes our mental systems don't work. Of course, saying ours and saying working is just based on my idea of how they should and shouldn't be. And the reality is, it keeps on changing. The reality is, this moment appears as it does. Sometimes it suits us, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes we entangle in it. When we entangle in greed, in anger, in beliefs of all sorts, which are the delusions which give rise and support greed and anger, which give rise and support doing harming to self and harming to others. And yet, practice requires doubt, doubt of what we believe, which is greed, what we believe, which is anger, what we believe, which is self and other, self and not self, self that's good and self that isn't good. So, in a way, our practice requires us to doubt these. And at the same time, to have the determination to go through them in order to go, so to speak, right back to where we always are, to be this experiencing moment, this bodily moment. So, Gatha of Atonement that we start the morning with is being at one just this. And yet, as soon as we even open our mouth, we have the chance to say, well, this is no use. We have the chance to say, well, I don't know if I really believe that I did anything wrong, that he did something that I should agree with or disagree with. In a way, that's our practice, is to confront, face this, to, in order to be this that we are in the myriad forms that life manifests. Myriad forms life manifests, and we add on, this is me, this isn't me. And based on that, we generate greed, anger, and delusions of all sorts. So we must practice with this, but how to practice with it, especially when practice does not seem to be what I want to do. When this is happening, whatever the this of the present moment is, the this of the present moment that I think, this isn't fair for me to have to face this. This isn't what I want to happen. And believe that. And would rather believe that than experience this moment as is. We would rather believe my fear rather than experience this moment as is. Would rather believe my story, self-centered dream, than be this moment as is. Some of you might remember when we went to China, we went to several monasteries, and one of the monasteries was the monastery where Wumen or Wuman was. Wuman is well known as the editor, compiler of the Wuman Kan. Some of you know the Wuman Kan, which begins with the first case. A monk asks Joshu, does a dog have Buddha nature? And Joshu says, moo, or in Chinese, woo, or it's translated as no. This is the first case in the Gateless Gate, that collection, or Gateless Barrier, different translations. That collection that Wuman put together, and he started with that case because he had worked 6 years on that case before he clarified it, saw clearly what this was. 6 years he worked on the case, and given that it was a monastery, he was working on this regularly. That was his full-time practice, so to speak. Full-time practice in the midst of doing the work in the monastery, doing the sitting, doing the begging rounds, and all the other activities. Most of us wouldn't want to work 6 years on a case. And yet we have a case called our life, which we worked on for 6 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, some of us here 90 years. This is the fundamental case that we get to work on, this life death that we are. And our whole life is nothing but being the Buddha, and our whole life is in the midst of this faith, F-A-I-T-H, that we are this awakened life, Our whole life is the practice of doubting the thoughts we hold on to, doubting the self-centeredness, anger, or greed, or the delusions of various sort that give rise to trouble and suffering. That's the whole of our practice, but it's not anything except right now, noticing and doing what's skillful when we find ourselves holding on. Right now, being willing and determined to do it despite the fact that so-called yesterday I did it and so-called last week I did it, and here it arises again. Here I have to struggle with, I don't like that, I don't want that, he's getting, I'm not, she's getting, I don't want this that I got, or all sorts of other greed and anger. How do I work with this? And yet, how do I at the same time embrace the fact that truly, from the beginning, I have always been, even in the midst of greed, anger, and delusions, I have always been nothing but the Buddha. Not only I, or the awakened life. Let's not use the word Buddha. Everyone I meet manifests this awakened life, this no hindrance in being the awakened life, no hindrance in manifesting this. And yet I bump into it, and they bump into it, and I bump into them. How do I practice skillfully with this? And this is what Mumon worked on for 6 years until he clarified it. 6 years. We have such faith, determination, willing to doubt our own, oh, I've had enough of this. Willing to keep on embracing all is the never-failing manifestation of the mysterious truth of the awakened life. In any event, in any place, in any bodily manifestation, none can be other than the marvelous revelation of its glorious light. What's glorious about this light? This isn't glorious. And yet, the practice of Zazen when we sit is to be exactly the same as the Buddha, in which includes arising when it does doubt, arising when it does anger, greed. Arising doesn't mean acting out. Arising doesn't mean believing. Arising means arising, passing is not in our control. It's not in our control, so-called, for myself, and certainly not in our control, certainly for others. And yet it is in my opportunity to do what's skillful, whether it's thanks for everything, I have no complaints whatsoever, or all harmful actions ever committed by me, since of old. Now I acknowledge and am at one with them all. What is being at one? What is being, what is being this moment? Being just this moment? In a way, we have to chew that for ourselves. So even if we talk of different facets of it, whether we talk about doubt, whether we talk about faith, whether we talk about determination, those are just words used to encourage us. Words used to encourage us when frustration arises, when this life koan is frustrating, when this life circumstances koan is in the midst of a self-centered dream that I'm sure is true. When I've done, others have done so-called unskillful things. That's why we start the day with Gatha of Atonement, to remind ourselves, to encourage ourselves to then simply be Zazening in myriad forms. What does the Buddha say? If you remember, when Bahia asks him, what is the practice, the most skillful practice? When for you in what is seen, there will be just what is seen. In what is heard, there will be just what is heard. In what is sensed, there will be just what is sensed. In what is cognized, there will be just what is cognized. Then, Bahia, you will not be thereby. When you will not be thereby, then, Bahia, you will not be therein. See, this thereby and therein is what we build on these. It's what we entangle in them. And what, when we notice them, when we notice caught in them, holding to them, that's the moment to be just this. Because the just this of seeing, hearing, cognizing, sensing is always available to us. Always. That's Zazening. That's life as it is, the only teacher, the only opportunity. Life as it is, this body-mind moment. Life as it is. And life as it is the opportunity for the end of dukkha, suffering, unsatisfactoriness, harming. And even noticing the various therein's, thereby's, therefore's that we like to bring up, that we like to dwell on and chew on. When we notice that, we always have the opportunity of being just this moment. If need be, we could say, looking at the real form of the universe. If need be, thanks for everything. I have no complaints. If need be, whatever your particular practice is. If need be, when being like Waker, when he says to Bodhidharma, my mind, heart is not at peace. Please pacify. Bodhidharma says, show me your mind. Show me your mind not at peace. That's the encouragement. This very dissatisfaction and anger and complaining is the place of practice, then Bodhidharma will pacify it for you. Will pacify it for you. So one moment of practice, one moment the Buddha you always are. The original face, the original life before your parents were born, this original moment. Not thinking good, not thinking bad, not thinking like, not holding to dislike, wanting, not wanting. This experience is the whole universe right now. Right here, no fear. Right here, no hindrance. Right here, far beyond deluded thoughts. This is Nirvana. All past, present, future, Buddhas, which is all of us, are Prajnaparamita, can live Prajnaparamita. Therefore, fear arising is seen clearly as no fear. Anger arising is clearly no anger. Delusions arising is no delusions. In the midst of bubbles arising and passing, we are far beyond these deluded thoughts. We are exactly here in this Nirvana. Thank you.